What I want to do now is turn to page 5, because I think an important thing for you as a coach is that you have got coaching very, very well defined in your own mind. Here's something I discovered. When you go out and talk to people about coaching, people in the marketplace out there in general are very confused about what coaching actually is. Yeah? They're confused as to where the delineations are between coaching and therapy, or coaching and counseling. They're also confused about the differentiations between coaching and mentoring. So I think, as a coach, you need to be really clear in your own mind how you differentiate those things. Because if you're not clear in your mind, and I talk to a lot of coaches, and quite honestly, I know where the confusion out there comes from. Because a lot of the coaches I talk to are also as confused as those people out there, and so they go and talk to people about coaching and install the confusion. So I think as a coach, then the thing that you really need to get clear in your own mind is how you would differentiate between these different modalities of working with someone, and how you can explain it to other people as to how they're different. And so firstly, I was looking at how I differentiate coaching from counseling and therapy. Now this is particularly important for the work that we do, in that we do both coaching and therapy. Some of you might go like, I do coaching, I don't go anywhere near therapy. In which case, it wouldn't be as important a differentiation. But for the work that we do, and also because, you know, if you studied NLP practitioner, you have tools in your toolbox which really are therapeutic tools. Yeah? And some of them would not be appropriate to use within the coaching environment. Then I think getting it differentiated in your mind is important. So I started going like, how do I differentiate in my mind? What kind of like tools could I use? And basically I reverted back to what I studied when I was doing my business administration degree, which was a marketing positioning grid. So we could actually position these different things and therefore get it clear in our mind. So you've got a grid already drawn on page 5. What we've got on this particular axis here is whether the thing that we're doing is results, or from an NLP point of view, we'd say outcome oriented, or not results. Or outcome oriented on one axis. And on the other axis, what I decided was we'd have remedial down here. Remedial being like, there's something wrong with me, I need to get sorted out, need to get fixed. Or generative, as in, I'm okay, I'm doing all right, I want to do more, I want to achieve more, or I want to achieve this, but I want to do it more quickly. And I'm all right. Those would be the differentiation. And then I looked at how would you position coaching, therapy, counseling, and also for the work that we do, what I would call our breakthrough process, which we teach on the Master Practitioner Training, which some of you are already trained in. I was going to say initiated in, trained in. Now, the other thing that's important is, obviously for us here, We are a more educated audience about therapies, counseling, coaching, and those kind of things than people out there in general. So what we're talking about is not necessarily how it's positioned in our mind, but what our perception is about the positioning of it in other people's minds. And there's another caveat. When I position things on here, I used a lot of generalizations. And the thing with generalizations, as you know, is you'll always find an exception to a generalization. Yeah. So let's have a go at positioning some things on here. Let's take therapy. Which quadrant would therapy, and we're talking about the generalization of therapy, as far as people's minds out there, which quadrant would it go in, do you think?
Yeah.
Bottom left. As in, therapy is, there's something wrong with me, so it's remedial. And in general, and it is a generalization, and you'll be able to go like, ah, but that's not true of this particular kind of therapy, and you'd be totally right, that we're talking about generalizations. In general, therapy would not be outcome-oriented from an NLP point of view. As in, from an NLP point of view, going, I have a problem, and I want to get rid of it, is not an outcome from an NLP point of view. An outcome from an NLP point of view would be, I've got a problem, and the next question you'd ask them is, what do you want instead? That's an outcome. Yeah? Having my problem disappear is not an outcome, as in, it's not what you want instead. So yes, I would say that therapy would be down in this quadrant, remedial and not outcome-oriented. What about counseling in general? What do you reckon? Up there? Is it out in general, is it outcome-oriented, as in people say, like, what do you want instead? Or is it around, I've got a problem and I want my problem to disappear? Yeah. So I think therapy and counseling are both down here. Now, what about coaching? Where would coaching be? Top right. Yeah. Because it's generative, as in, you know, I'm okay, and I want more, more quickly, that kind of stuff. So yeah, coaching. And it's outcome oriented, as in it's around, okay, so what do you want? Now, our breakthrough process, obviously some of you are already aware of what the breakthrough process is. For those of you who aren't, breakthrough process is essentially a 5 to 6 hour intensive program that enables someone to achieve a major breakthrough in a chosen area of their life. Okay? So, and it's something that we teach on our master practitioner training. Where would you, which, you know, I think would be a good thing for you to do. Wouldn't you say so, Jen? Yeah. Where would you put breakthrough as far as this positioning grid?
Across the top two,
yeah. It's actually in a unique situation in that breakthrough, you can do a breakthrough session with somebody who says, like, I've got a real problem and I want to get it sorted out. So you could do breakthrough session in a remedial situation. And one of the earliest things you do in a breakthrough session is you go like, great, so you've got a problem. What do you want instead? Shifts you straight to outcome orientation. So obviously it's in this particular quadrant here. And equally, you could get somebody who goes like, I'm okay, I'm fine, and I want to achieve this more easily and more quickly, and I'm okay. Yeah. In which case, what you've got is, it's generative, and what you'd be asking is, okay, so what is it that you want? So breakthrough is actually across the top ones.
Sorry, David, I don't understand the differences between that and coaching then.
Sorry?
I don't understand the differences between breakthrough and coaching when it's in that top right and the corner.
Okay, yeah. That's an important. So you, for those of you who are trained in doing our breakthrough process, it's important actually for you to be able to differentiate between the two. Okay? And what we'll look at is the kind of things, the NLP tools, that would be appropriate to use in coaching. Okay? Which essentially is all the techniques except the change techniques. So I wouldn't get into using any of the NLP change techniques in a coaching session. If, for instance, you know, I've been coaching someone around a particular result, they haven't been getting the result. And what it comes up to be is the fact that they have negative emotions and a limiting decision that's preventing them from taking the action to create the result. What I then do is I go like, okay, we can assist you in working on this, and we need to come out of coaching mode, and we need to do a breakthrough session. We can do a breakthrough session, release the negative emotions, get rid of limiting decisions, all that kind of thing, and we'll do that in a 5 to 6 hour intensive. Then what will happen is we'll go back to coaching. Once that's sorted out. So having it differentiated in your mind as far as like a change process, like breakthrough and coaching, I think it's okay to do the same with a client, But you need to be clear in your mind when you've gone from coach to change agent. And also you need to make the client aware that you've moved into a different kind of like modality of operating. And then what you're gonna do is you're gonna come back into coaching. Also what you can do as well is, as far as breakthrough is concerned, you might have somebody who's in this situation with a problem. You do a breakthrough session with them. And when you've done the breakthrough session, then you move into an ongoing coaching relationship afterwards. So I think the two products, if you like, live very, very nicely together in it from a service point of view to offer the client. And I think it's important to be able to differentiate them in your mind when you're doing one and when you're doing the other.